My friends, as we approach the time of Pentecost, we're mindful of the request of Pope St. John the 23rd of the Second Vatican Council for a new Pentecost in our own age. A request that St. John Paul II made many times, praying for a new Pentecost, as well as Pope Benedict XVI and our own Holy Father Pope Francis. But a new Pentecost will happen like the first Pentecost. It will happen through the intercession of Mary. Remember Acts 1:14, Mary's there in the upper room praying for the descent of the Holy Spirit. And St. John Paul II will say that the Spirit of all people heard her prayers first because of their spousal relationship. Well, I want to either introduce you or remind you of a powerful prayer, which really is a prayer for the new Pentecost. This is the prayer of the Lady of All Nations, given through the church-approved apparitions of the Lady of All Nations in Amsterdam, approved May 31st, 2002, by Bishop Joseph Maria Punt, as being of supernatural origin. This is a prayer that was given on February 11, 1951, a prayer that Our Lady asked every single person in the world to pray before the crucifix. And if they did not have a crucifix, they could pray it to themselves. Listen to the prayer, and we'll appreciate how profoundly this is indeed a prayer both for the new Pentecost, the new descent of the Holy Spirit in our time, as well as for the solemn definition of Mary as the world's spiritual mother. The prayer goes as follows. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disasters, and war. May the Lady of all nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen. It takes about 30 seconds to pray, even 20. It can be prayed with faith and with an ardor for what's being requested. Asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations to do what? To prevent from moral breakdown, natural disasters, war, and terrorism. These are all things that we want to prevent. But this prayer is making clear, and by the way, Our Lady said this prayer holds a powerful place before the throne of God. This prayer makes it clear that it only happened through the Holy Spirit, through a new Pentecost, the new coming down of the Spirit, which as the first Pentecost will only happen through the intercession of Mary. Remember the great wisdom of St. Maximilian Kolbe, who says the Holy Spirit acts only through the Immaculata. Why? Out of necessity? No, out of what we call divine disposition. Simply put, the Holy Spirit doesn't have to. The Holy Spirit wants to act only through Mary. And since the first time he acted through Mary, we had the fruit of the incarnation, the Word becoming flesh, he's going to continue to use that divinely ordained model. So Mary is the mediatrix of all graces because the Holy Spirit acts only through Mary, and the Holy Spirit is the source of all grace. This prayer, my friends, which Our Lady again says has a powerful place before the throne of God, both prays for a new Pentecost, but also Our Lady says it prepares the world for the proclamation of the fifth Marian dogma, that Mary is the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. Because only when her role has been acknowledged by us, only when our Holy Father will consent to this title and role with the fullness of papal authority, what is called infallibility, then and only then can Mary fully activate, fully exercise her role of intercession on our behalf. So I implore you, especially in light of the great solemnity of Pentecost, get a copy of this prayer. It's a very simple prayer. You hear how quickly we can pray it prayerfully. You can contact us. We'll send it to you free of charge, as many as you want, not for a list, not for any other purpose other than that Our Lady has asked each one of us to pray this prayer daily. You can call us at 740-937-2277, 740-937-2277. Leave your name and address as a dedicated line. Let us know how many prayer cards you want, and we'll get them to you as soon as we can, typically within a week. You can also email us, mary@motherofallpeoples.com. My friends, as we look at the world and we see the degeneration, disaster, and wars, does it not, call forth a response to Our Lady's peace plan, which is a new Pentecost through Our Lady that will bring peace to the world? This is the fulfillment of the Fatima message, that in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph and a period of peace will be granted to the world. So peace comes from the Holy Spirit. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit acts only through Mary. You get the equation. We need the proclamation of the dogma so that the Holy Spirit can bring us, through a new Pentecost, the fruits of peace for the world. So let's do our part. Get a copy of this prayer. You certainly don't have to get it from us. You can download it online. It's in about 50 different languages. Punch in Lady of All Nations Prayer. If you want it from us, we're happy to send it to you free of charge. Most importantly, pray this prayer. Pray it daily. Before the crucifix, if possible. If not, as Our Lady says, pray to ourselves. This will prepare the world both for the proclamation of the dogma and the new Pentecost that we all desire. Because we want peace in our families. We want peace in society. We want peace throughout the world. It's only going to happen through the presence of Jesus Christ in hearts. That happens through the Holy Spirit, through the intercession of Our Lady, the mediatrix of each and every grace. Have a blessed and a holy Pentecost. God bless you.